This is Radio Freedom, the voice of the African National Congress, South Africa's time-tested revolutionary movement, born of the people into the front line, to spearhead the people's struggle for the seizure of power from the oppressors, a product of the battles of the African continent for liberation.
Up to now, African nationalism has only made itself felt in campaigns of non-cooperation. Where there have been riots in locations like these, they've generally been caused by bad conditions. 2 days before South Africa became a republic, a stairway strike was organized throughout the country in protest. But most Africans went to work. 10,000 of them were arrested before the strike began. The army was fully mobilized, and an African knows he can be jailed for 3 years if he dares to strike. I went to see the man who organized this stairway, a 42-year-old African lawyer, Nelson Mandela, the most dynamic leader in South Africa today. The police were hunting for him at the time, but African nationalists had arranged for me to meet him at his hideout. He is still underground. This is Mandela's first television interview. I asked him what it was that the African really wanted.
The Africans require, want the franchise on the basis of one man, one vote. They want political independence.
Do you see Africans being able to develop in this country without the European being pushed out?
We have made it very clear in our policy that South Africa is a country of many races. There is room for all the various races in this country.
Are there many educated Africans in South Africa?
Yes. We have a large number of Africans who are educated and who are taking part in the political struggles of the African people. The question of education has nothing to do with the question of the vote. On numerous occasions, it has been proved in history that people can enjoy the vote even if they have no education, of course, which is their education, and we think it's a good thing. But you don't have to have education in order to know that you want certain fundamental rights, you have got aspirations, you have got claims. It has nothing to do with education whatsoever.
Are you planning any more campaigns of non-cooperation?
Yes. The Peter Maritzburg resolution makes provision for campaign of non-cooperation with the government. And we are presently starting plans to implement this aspect of the resolution.
Now, if Dr. Bevoort's government doesn't give you the kind of concessions that you want, sometime soon, is there any likelihood of violence?
There are many people who feel that the reaction of the government to our fair hope, ordering a general mobilization, arming the white community, arresting 10,000 of Africans, the show of force throughout the country. Notwithstanding our clear declaration of the campaign being run on peace and non-violent life, close the chapter as far as our methods of political struggle are concerned. There are many people who feel that it is useless and fully futile for us to continue talking peace and non-violence against the government whose blood is on the savage chest. Now, I think the time has come for us to consider, in the light of our experience in this day at home, where the method of which we have applied so far are adequate.
Free, 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 Nelson Mandela!
Nelson Mandela. quanto, quanto esige.
This is Radio Freedom, the voice of the African National Congress, South Africa's time-tested revolutionary movement, born of the people into the front line, to spearhead the people's struggle for the seizure of power from the oppressors, a product of the battles of the African continent for liberation.
Master of ceremonies. Distinguished artist. Members of the International Reception Committee. Dear friends here and elsewhere in the world. Our first symbol and habitus is to say thank you. Very much to you all. Thank you that you chose to care. Because you could have decided when by ending the system of white minority domination, humanity will have ensured that never again shall the state of racial tyranny raise its ugly head. You will all be welcome. You will all be welcome to attend those historic victory celebrations. I cannot complete my speech without referring to our comrade President Oliver Tambo. As you know, Comrade Oliver Tambo is recovering in a clinic in Sweden. I saw him in March this year and was happy to see that he has made a remarkable progress in his illness. We know, it is your desire, in fact, your prayers and wishes, that he should recover as speedily and completely so that he can come back and lead this organization again. beloved wife, Adelaide Tambo. In Wissen, our leader, complete recovery. We at the same time would like to assure her that we are fully behind her and the family in their moment of concern. There is no man in this country and anywhere else in the world who could have performed as magnificently as he has done over the last 30 years. He kept our organization united and strong under the most difficult conditions. And we say, therefore, that our prayers are that he should be able to recover sufficiently to take his position of leadership of this organization. Finally, I want to tell you, as I have told many other meetings before, that we respect you, we admire you, and above all, we love you.